your source for everything paranormal.
Para-X.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Gathering Radio Show here on the Para-X Network. This is Heidi.
And I'm Stephanie, and welcome to another crazy Tuesday.
It is a crazy Tuesday.
Especially when Steph's
Skype still does. I mean, it's working, sort of.
Well, it works. I just, the video is not working for some reason. And I just, you know, I've updated, I've rebooted, I've, you know, gone into the deep into the Skype bowels to figure, make sure all the settings are right. And you and I were chatting before the show, and it was working just fine. And then all of a sudden, the video goes. And I don't know what to think about it, you know?
I don't know.
So I will have to...
It's a struggle.
It is a struggle. I'm going to have to either call... I don't know if I should... I'll try both. I'll try Microsoft and HP and see what they can tell me, because it's ridiculous. But hey, it works. It works. We just can't look at each other, which is kind of sad. But that's okay, too.
No, that's all right. I mean,
it's all good.
We're still together, and that's what's important.
We're still together. Oh, the ladies of the gathering.
The ladies of the gathering.
Together forever. I still say it's Mercury retrograde stepping in and having a hard time, giving us a hard time.
No, it's possible. But I just think that this has been going on longer than that, so I'm thinking it's a Skype thing.
I do think it's a Skype thing.
Get it together.
Skype isn't playing well with my new computer, and I don't know if the new computer is maybe too advanced for Skype. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, because everything else works fabulously well on this computer, you know? So weird. It's just weirdness. If everything else was having an issue, I could see where maybe it was the computer, but anyway, we will conquer this. I'm not sure when or where, but it will happen for sure.
Yep. So for sure.
Oh my goodness. So last week we had the wild birthday gala event, which was, I listened to it because
I don't know if it was wild, but it was a birthday gala.
Well, we were
giggling. It was fun.
It was a fun show. I tell you what, when I put it on our website, I did listen to it at work yesterday because I do that at work because, you know, when I'm working along, I can listen at the same time. And it was a fun show. I got to say, we were kind of crazy. But then my audio went out though too last week at Anita's, which was kind of bizarre.
Oh, that's right.
So you can hardly hear me. I'm kind of like a shadow voice or something. And then when I came and sat next to you, you could hear me better. But whatever, it was a fun thing. You know, we kind of do these weird things every once in a while. So,
and we had cake.
And we had cake. We had cake. That girl made us. Well, first of all, you brought those
that
delicious.
Girl being super fan
super
Anita.
Fan Anita. But when you came in the door, you brought us those pinwheels, you know, which are those chocolate cookies with the marshmallows and the dark chocolate. Oh, yeah, they're yummy. And then Anita brought out this cake that was a red velvet cake with cream cheese frosting, of course. Delicious.
It was so good.
Yeah, we were all wired up. I couldn't sleep that night.
You couldn't?
I did after a while, but you know, that's a lot of sugar buzzing around your head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, first, I guess there it was, but it was still worth it. It was worth it. It was so good.
It was. Oh yeah, it was. It was very fun. So it was a very fun birthday, and we had a good time, and we had a fun show.
Yes.
So, all right. So I have to ask you. So I know last weekend you guys went and did the UFO investigation. What did you find? What happened?
Yeah. So we didn't have an alien craft land in the backyard as much as we were hoping to have some kind of, you know, experience like that. We didn't.
Mm-hmm.
We had, but what it was really interesting to sit outside and just stare up at the sky, you know, because that's a lot of what we were doing. You know, because, I mean, what else are we supposed to do? You can't, you know, expect any kind of UFO, alien craft, whatever, to land in command. So we sat outside. I do know that if I'm going to continue doing this, I need a different chair.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think all of us had a crick in our neck by the time we were done. We left. I don't know. We were out there until probably about 2. We got there at 9. So not real late, but it was beautiful. Can I just tell you, it was beautiful, and all of the heat and humidity and thunderstorms and whatever, it's the one night that was just totally calm. It was beautiful. And so it was interesting seeing the sky, because you kind of just take it for granted that there are stars up there, and sometimes airplanes and satellite, that kind of stuff, and a planet you can see every once in a while. But it's so weird to sit and watch it all unfold. You know, you see like the shooting stars or meteors, you know, all mm-hmm. that good stuff. But then every once in a while, you'll see a light that you go, I don't understand what that is. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand how that could be a satellite, because it shouldn't mm-hmm. turn. Should it? You know, I don't think they turn.
Yeah.
And, you know, the airplanes are pretty easy to identify because they have those blinking lights. And so anyway, it was interesting. I want to do more of it, because I think that doing it, you know, that's like looking for Bigfoot once.
Yeah.
You know, what are the odds you're going to run into anything? So,
yeah,
exactly. So I thought, well, I think I need to do more of this. And I am still really curious, because since we started, and I've talked about this before, I have had, and other people around me have had, interesting creature sightings. And I won't mm-hmm. say Bigfoot, because I don't know what it is, because I never saw mm-hmm. the full creature, although people around me have. And that has totally spiked since mm-hmm. the beginning of this connection. So that has intrigued me, because that, I mean, for how long you and I have done the Bigfoot thing, right,
mm-hmm.
Steph?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this has not occurred in my world or yours, as far as I know, right? Mm-mm. That people yeah. around us and right. within, you know, spitting distance of us can see these creatures that, like, what the heck? So
yeah,
I think it's interesting that that started since this case came up. So mm-hmm. I'd like to kind of keep moving on it and just see, not necessarily this specific case, but this, you know, this direction. I don't want to just leave it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
You know, Heidi, we've talked about, because that area that you were in is very close to where we do a lot of Bigfoot research. And we have talked about going out to that one specific place and spending the night. One night this fall when the bugs die down, and
yeah.
because we know that it is paranormally active, and we also know that that we feel Bigfoot is there, and obviously there's UFOs there too, so
right.
it would be really a good three-pronged approach to do that, I think, one mm-hmm. night. You know, yep. I think we need to get it on our calendars. And can we even, first of all, we need to find out if we can even do that there. You know, I'll look into that too. But we need to get that on our calendars for a Friday or a Saturday night.
Right.
You know,
yeah, we should
that
look
out
and see if we need to get permission. But yeah, I agree. Because, yeah, it's not far from where we've investigated. And so it's piqued my curiosity enough that I don't want to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it kind of does tie into what we've already been doing. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, I did wear, I'm not going to say it was a Squatchers investigation, because it certainly wasn't, but I did wear my Squatchers hat because
I love it.
A little nod to the team, because, you know, yay! I kind of feel like this kind of stuff is connected, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, yep. especially because the area.
Yes. Yes.
Anyway.
Yes. So, yeah. So we need to look at our calendars and figure out a weekend when we can do that. And get up there. And I'm not saying we have to spend all night long, but it would be fun to be able to go there, like, and spend most of the majority of the night. And if we yeah. spend it where we want to spend it, there's a wetland to traverse. So I'm not sure that we'd want to be going back through that wetland in the dark. So
no. But we can hunker down somewhere.
Yeah,
that
we'd have
open.
To be there all night. Yeah, and somebody, you know, we could, if there was enough of us, we'd have to have a pretty good big group so that two of us could stay awake. There'd be like two people always
well,
looking.
Yeah, because we, you know? I mean, with how many animals are there?
Yes, yes.
And a lot of them are nocturnal. I mean, give me a break. I'm not going to set myself up for failure
here. I don't think anybody's going to sleep anyway because there's just too much going on up
there.
No,
I'm just, I don't think anybody's going to sleep either. No. I just don't want to get eaten by anything.
Right. That's why, yeah. So maybe we sleep all day and then, you know, we're up all night. Instead of partying all night, we'll be up there investigating.
I don't party all night anymore. But yeah, I mean, that's what we did when we went to this home. I mean, we were, you know, sitting there mm-hmm. in the backyard. We all had camping chairs and Amy had, she was smart. She brought one that reclines. And so
yeah,
she wasn't.
Like Chase Lounge. Remember mm-hmm. those that fold up? You know, that we used to, everybody had them in their yards when we were growing up. Like that would be perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. She brought one and that was smart. And she also brought a telescope, which was pretty cool. Oh, and, you know, it was night, you know, and so we had no intention of sleeping. We didn't bring anything to sleep in. We were just going to hunker down in the chairs. It got way colder than we thought it would. And the dew formed on everything. Like all of our gear was wet.
Oh, yeah.
It was really wet. So it was,
And aren't you happy? I thought about you on Saturday night because I thought, oh, my God, the night before it was like 1,000 degrees on Friday. And, you know, I'm just like, and then the rain came and then it cooled off. The dew points went down and I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are so lucky.
It was perfect. I mean, it was beautiful. There was no rain. It was beautiful out. And, you know, by the time we left, I think it was like 57 degrees. So we weren't, you know, of course, we had been in the 90s and up to 100.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Just the day before and for up to a week before. So, you know, we weren't used to that. So we all had layers and stuff, but we were still kind of cold. But it was really cool. And so I'm like, God, I think we need to do more of that. And yeah, getting out at nighttime, I think will be good. Mm-hmm. The thing that, you know, I am worried about, animals because, you know, there's been too many sightings. We've seen how much mm-hmm. animal scat up there and we can tell what it's from and the mm-hmm. paw prints and stuff. I mean, it's just, there's some really big things up there.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's why, we need to keep on our toes if we do that. But I definitely think we should do that because, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on up there, a lot. And we know that because we've been there and, you know, holy cow, it's crazy. So mm-hmm. yeah, I think we'll find a lot of cool stuff up there. So
yeah, agreed. So something it was really cool, but yeah, mm-hmm. nothing I could take a selfie with. So that's okay.
Dang. Next time. Yeah, maybe when we're all up there. And you know what? Karen had a really good idea. She said, well, and part of the reason was because, you know, we really can't get out in the field right now because the bugs are, you know what? Bill Isham posted on his Facebook page a swarm of deer flies following his car through the woods. And I'm like, yeah, I know the feeling. We've been out in the woods and felt like we were going to be carried away from those deer flies up there, up in northern Minnesota, you know. Yep. So now we stay out of the woods until late August, at least, you know. But I know Karen had this really good idea about, you know, she's got that acreage up there. And she said she's got some fields, you know, near her home. And she said, Steph, why don't we come up here? Like, you know, we're going to be up there in August because we have a squatch chat happening, up at Deer Lake Charlie's. And she said, why don't we call Bigfoot to us? Why don't we light a fire and sit around in a circle and invite other people to come too and all concentrate on Bigfoot and call him and see if he comes to us and see who knows what else we'll find. You know, UFOs are very prevalent up there too. So, not saying that it will happen, but it's sure a good idea. And I'm kind of,
why not? You know, try it.
Yeah, cause we're going to be up there for two nights. I mean, I think for sure one of those nights, and we talked about it with some people that were at Bigfoot days, and there was a couple of guys that really want to get out, and do Bigfoot searching, and they live close to there, you know, and we were telling them about that and they were like, wow, that is a great idea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just invite some other people we know too, and just have, you know, a bunch of us out there collectively trying to call in Bigfoot, you know, mm-hmm. and what else will happen, because so many times we hear these stories about Bigfoot and UFOs are somehow involved some way, shape or form, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to say, talking about that, because we did that whole show about Bigfoot and UFOs and how we've seen lights when we've been out in the woods, and we feel Bigfoot is near. Well, Tommy Cooper from Cryptovania TV, he's an avid squatcher, and he's out all the time. And he was out last weekend again, and on their Facebook page, he posted some video of, couldn't see it with his eyes, but in the dark, and he felt like there was Bigfoot activity. He had, you know, they were hearing vocalizations. I think they were maybe even getting tree knocks, whatever. And then these lights happened, you know, like light orbs, you know, just like what we have experienced ourselves. But we've seen them with our eyes, but we've also seen them on film that we didn't see originally. You know, they were kind of like just above the tree lines when we saw them, you know, and we, mm-hmm. that was like the big experience where we know, I don't know it was Bigfoot. I, in my heart of hearts, I know it was him, but I have no proof, you know? Right. And so interesting stuff. So if anybody's interested in watching that, if you go to Cryptovania TV on Facebook, it might be a closed group. I think they have a public group though too. And I think he might've posted it on there. There is a video of these light kind of orb things floating around where there was Bigfoot activity. So interesting stuff that we just mm-hmm. that. And for all of you listening, he will be our guest on our show next week. So we'll be able to talk to him about it, and he can point you in the right direction then too, to see that video. Maybe it'll happen this weekend when he's out there. You know, you just never know.
Yep.
But yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff.
For sure. For sure. Interesting. It just gets you thinking mm-hmm. more and more and more.
Absolutely. You know, because we don't know what's out there for sure. You know?
No.
So, goodness. So, tonight we're going to talk about the healing energies and power of nature. Because I know we talk about, you know, different little aspects throughout our conversations here on our radio show. And I just thought it would be a good thing. I think people are really out of tune with nature and the earth. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like, you know, if you get out in nature, you know, if I don't get out in the woods every so often, I get a little crazy, you know, and then I can't wait to get out there. And I know I'm a woodsy girl, and, you know, I've told you psychics tell me that I'm really from the fairy world, you know, living life as a human this time. But I do feel like it's so beneficial, and I just have to say that. But there's so much scientific proof out there that it is. And mm-hmm. I feel like whatever, a lot of things that ail you, maybe some of them can be helped, and even, you know, to draw some of that stuff away that you can find right out your back door, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I thought it was a good topic too. And I believe you're correct. I mean, there's a lot of people now that are, at least in our country, really disconnected with, you know, Mother Earth energy mm-hmm. and are disconnected from it. And, you know, I know that, well, I'm going to say, I'm assuming that it's this technology age and, you know, electronics and cars and all that, you know, that have really made it easy for us to disconnect. Not that it was necessarily intentional, but I think in some level it was, because you can always put the stuff down. You know, and so I think it's interesting to think about, you know, and I don't have kids, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not as connected with the younger generations now, like kid generations and stuff, but it seems like when I hang out with kids in any capacity, I know kids don't sit still. Like, absolutely mm-hmm. know that they don't, most of them don't sit still. But mm-hmm. It's interesting how many of them need something to do all the time.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you can't just go, and I get, you know, going and sitting and doing nothing is probably not a kid thing. I totally thoroughly enjoy it. I mean, usually outside, I'm just not sitting inside staring at the wall or anything, but sit outside and do nothing. Like, that is glorious, right?
Yes.
For me, I think. And I know that not every kid does it, but I also know that, you know, a lot of kids, like, well, when we were growing up, and I know other generations too, you didn't have much else to do in the summer. At least you go outside.
Yes. Yes.
There's not much else to do. I mean, you can play board games, or you could read or color or stuff like that. I think, you know, some of the stuff mm-hmm. that I used to do. Mm-hmm. But most of the time you go outside because there's so many things to do outside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't you remember as a kid, we had a swing set in the backyard, and I was the youngest of my family, the baby of the family, and youngest by 5 years. So my next closest sibling was my brother Chris, and he's 5 years older than me. So I spent a lot of time by myself, you know, and I would swing on that swing for hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kids don't ever do that anymore, you know. And I just think, wow, the things that we experienced growing up, kids don't do it. You know, it's sad. It's sad. Right. But they don't know what to do. And I also feel like the lives that we live nowadays, and, you know, you and I with what we do for a living and you know, even Squatchers and all of these other paranormal things that we're into, it just sucks the life out of us because it's the social media, it's the websites, it's the emails, it's all of these things. And it's like, sometimes I just feel like, oh my God, this is killing me. Seriously, it really is. And so I've been very mindful of the last few weeks to limit my time in front of the screen and limit my phone time. Mm-hmm. And the phone gets turned off for me about 9 o'clock at night now, seriously. Mm-hmm. I have a landline. If people need to get a hold of me, they can call me on there. And I just feel like, you know, you just need to get out in nature. You just do. Yeah. And you just feel so much better. And, you know, my Duncan is my old boy now, and he loves to just sit in the front yard. And I tell you what, last night we were sitting out in the garden because he goes and he just wanders the garden, you know, and I'm like, and you can do that because when, you know, you're 14 and a half years old and you're a big black lab, whatever you want is what you get. Mm-hmm. And then we sat right next to the garden, and it was delightful. And we didn't sit there for a hugely long time, but, you know, 15, 20 minutes, we're happy, you know? Then we got up and meandered back in the house. You know what I mean?
Yep. And I should clarify, because a cat in the chat room said, I don't know if it's a kid, I ever did just nothing, even if I stayed in my room. No, I should clarify, because I'm mixing things in my head, and then it's not coming out correctly. I'm thinking of being, like, outside mm-hmm. versus inside. And even sometimes just outside as a kid, nowadays it's hard to find something to do.
Yeah.
I think some, you know, some kids are probably better at it than others, but it just seems like a lot of kids don't want to go outside, or they do and they still have their phones with them or whatever. And I know not all kids are like that, and I'm not saying they are, but it just seems like more and more because, you know, we have this addiction to technology. And I mean, adults and everything are guilty as well.
Absolutely.
But it's taking us more and more away from this Mother Earth connection and the rhythms of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder too, sometimes if people don't want to connect with it because they would feel how much she's hurting, you know, and it just is better to not pay attention to it if you don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
And, or you don't want to do anything about it, I guess too. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all sorts of ways that this could go, but I don't know how. Like you've said too, you got to get out and just be.
Yes.
You know, and I do think it's really important because it is, you know, we're here for this human experience, and this earth energy is part of that experience. You know, this is what feeds us. It provides for us. It is what we're connected to in this physical form that we came from. And so I think it's really interesting. It just seems how more and more disconnected we are from it. And not everybody, but a lot of people seem to be. And I just agree with you on how healing it can be, for sure.
Well, and even, you know what, even as a kid, remember how we used to run around barefoot all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom could never keep shoes on me from May until, you know, October or something. You know, I was always barefoot. And, you know, we've gotten away from that. And we know that all of our shoes are made of synthetic materials that we can't feel the Mother Earth's energy through those. You know, it just puts a shield between us and that. So we're not feeling her. And so I do know that for the last couple of weeks, that's the other thing I've been really cognizant about since it's been really warm here in Minnesota, is running around barefoot for a while every day in the yard. And I tell you what, there's nothing more delightful than mm-hmm. doing so, you know?
Yep.
And I know last week I had the week off. I took some vacation time, and I spent a lot of time just be, you know? And, mm-hmm. but one of the best things in the world is running around outside after the rain when there's mud everywhere and having that mud ooze up between your toes. It is delightful. It is absolutely delightful. And it just reminds me of being a kid. And you know what? Anything that can make you smile like that and giggle, I mean, come on. That is spades, man.
Yep.
Plus you're getting all that energy from the mother, you know, to help you and do. And you know, isn't it true that, you know, when you have both feet on the ground, you know, the good energy comes up through the left foot and the whatever bad negative things go out through the left foot or in the right foot. Is that right? Am I saying that right?
It can.
Mm-hmm. If you
not all the time.
Ask. Yeah.
And not all the time that it works that way, but it can. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, it's interesting. I think back on my path and how I was kind of the same way, Steph, right? When we were kids, I mean, you go outside and I grew up in a house with one black and white TV that didn't work very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that interesting because they didn't really have a lot of kids programming. It's maybe Sesame Street and a couple other shows, but that was one morning a week, you know, on the weekend,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So you really didn't want to watch TV too often. And I mean, we were outside, yeah, swinging, climbing trees, going to the park, going on nature hikes. And this is all stuff that we just do and make up and ride our bikes. Oh, my God. Ride your bike
on
the block a million times because you just are so – that was like air conditioning for us, I remember. And this was like as a kid, I thought – I now look back and I'm like, you're not so smart, Heidi, because it was hot in the summer. Right? You're so hot. So I'd pedal up to the top of this big, big hill, and then you coast down the hill, and this wind is blowing in your face, and you cool down for like, you know, 15 seconds or however long it takes you to get down the hill.
Yeah.
And then you pedal all the way around the block and get back up to the top of the hill, which makes you 1,000 times hotter. But it was so worth it to go down that big hill and coast and lift your legs up off the pedals and just fly. You felt like you were free. And it was so rejuvenating and having those, mm-hmm. experiences. It just, and you're so tired when you get done and you sleep like a rock and you
it's
so healing, you know.
And have you done it now as an adult? Because we have a really good size hill by my house, and I know when Jerry and Casey gave me a bike a couple of years ago, and I haven't had it out because of all my knee problems, but the first thing I did was I rode over to that hill and coasted down like I was a little kid all over again.
I think that's awesome because I do, you know, I ride my bike now because I have my dog with me because I have a little carrier for him. And so I love that. And just getting out there and feeling the breeze and, you know, just kind of going on a little mini adventure.
Mm-hmm. I have to try to get my bike down and see if I can ride it. That might be good for my knee, you know, it might strengthen it a little bit more. So I should try that again. But yeah. And even like, you know, like I was talking about like swimming, you know, and we used to go swimming all the time too. Right. Cause that's what we did in the summertime and doing the somersaults underneath the water, you know, without breathing. Did I tell you about this? Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
It's just hysterical. It's so delightful. I just giggle. I just come up out of the water giggling my head off like a crazy lunatic. You know what I mean? And, you know, we got to start doing these things that make us feel good and things from our childhoods. And you know, the problem is kids now don't experience that anymore. And, you know, I was very lucky that I was able to spend a few weeks every summer down at the farm too. So I had the whole farm experience too, you know, and that is so awesome. You know, you million stars at night, you know, cause the stars are amazing. Kids have a lot more latitude on the farm than they do in the city. So
yeah. Well, you can drive when you're eight or what?
Well, yeah, because you know,
the tractor.
Exactly. You know, and we would play, you know, starlight, moonlight, hope to see the ghost tonight and scare each other. Still silly, you know, and kids don't do that anymore. That's just, it's sad.
Well, but, and I'm going to say we're not here to bash kids.
No,
I just think that it's a part of our, you know, that we're missing,
yes.
you know, that we're not doing as much as we used to, because there's so many things some more of the things now that we can do with our time. So,
yep. And we were also outside and playing games, and we were also laying on the ground looking at the stars. So there we were, connected with Mother Earth, which is what brings us right back to the thing, is we need to be connected more to the Earth and the Earth.
Well, and it can be very healing. And that's kind of what we wanted to talk about tonight, is how that can be healing and some of the things that you could do to try and bring more of this into your life if you currently don't do it. Mm-hmm. So I do want to talk about some of those things, but Steph, I think we need to take a break.
I know. We do. It's 8:30 already.
Yeah.
So we will take our, we will go to our 2-minute break. We will be back in two. Stay with us. This is The Gathering on the Para X Network.
My name is Dr. Kelly Renee Schutz. I am the producer and host of Paranormal Encounters podcast series. I am a published author, academic, former legal investigator, and paranormal enthusiast who holds 4 advanced degrees with an interest in parapsychology and life after death issues. I have written about and encountered nearly 100 situations involving the paranormal, with my most frightening experience being a floor-length mirror cycling around in front of me in a haunted room I had stayed in. I invite you to tune in Thursday evenings at 11 o'clock p.m. to 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Are you haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction. We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
Welcome back to The Gathering here on the Para X Network. We are talking about the healing energies of nature and Mother Earth. And I know, Steph, we've been talking about how you and I both like to get out into, well, outdoors, anywhere, pretty much, and how healing it can be. But I know there's some things, too, that people can do if they want to incorporate more of this into their life. So I thought, you know, maybe we talk about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Some different, I guess you can call them exercises or mindfulness practices or however you want to look at it. So, Steph, why don't you talk about some of the things that you do?
Well, you know, I think a simple thing that people can do, and I do this a lot because I just, well, I like to be outside, but is to take some time every day and just go outside. What does that mean? You can go walking, you can, you know, get your hands dirty in the garden, you can just sit and meditate, you know, sit beneath the tree and meditate, or sit amongst the flowers and, you know, stare at the bees or whatever. I think there's lots of things that you can do that you might really enjoy. Walk to the park and sit on a bench and look at the lake, you know? All these things are just, it's a mindful practice. And once you get doing it every day, it just becomes part of your routine, right?
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be a long time, 20 minutes. So everybody gets a lunch break. Take 20 minutes out of your lunch and go outside and just do something outside. You know, and if you work in downtown Minneapolis, I do too. I'm fortunate, and our building has a lawn, so we call it the lawn, you know, and they actually have nice chairs out there and everything. But there are lots of spaces downtown Minneapolis that you can go, for example, where there's grass and trees and nature.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot that can be done. I know every morning, now that it's been nice in spring, summer, and fall, as long as it's not a blizzard or something, I try and go and sit outside and just... You know, sometimes I'm just having a cup of coffee. I drink decaf, so what? It's the same thing. But I sit outside and just sit. I don't even do anything. And sometimes I bring a book. I've always got my dog with me. And of course, that's just super grounding and awesome to have him, because everything is wonder to him. He, like every squirrel, every rabbit, every bug that he tries to chomp. I mean, it's just, he's so present. So that really is healing to experience that wonder with a being like that, who just is always like, this is so cool. And so that's super amazing. You know, so I do think that the earth can be really, I mean, you think of humans, you know, we breathe in oxygen, we exhale carbon dioxide, right? So, and the trees are taking that energy, and other plants, I'm guessing, taking that gas and turning it into oxygen, right? And so how, like, cleansing, and it's a recycle program, sort of, you know, for us and for air and the trees, you know, we're all working together to help each other. And so I think, too, when, you know, if I'm struggling or I'm having some hard times, or I just feel like lots of energy has built up in me, you know, I do the same thing with intention. I go outside and I ask Mother Earth if it's okay if I recycle some of my energy, and if she can help me. And so I'll go outside and just sit, you know, I'll have my lawn chair or my camping chair or whatever. And I'll just sit, you know, kick my shoes off, have my feet on the grass, and I'll sit there and ask her if it's okay if I release things that no longer serve me, just like I release carbon monoxide. I don't breathe out carbon monoxide. I haven't done that for a long time. Carbon dioxide. you know, I release that. Well, I, you know, can I release some other things that aren't serving me or aren't helpful for me? And can she recycle them into something that is beneficial for something else? And so I imagine these roots coming out of my feet and connecting deep into Mother Earth and allowing her, if she, you know, answers and is okay with it, which she's always been okay with it, to help me release out of my body anything that needs to go. And that she is so powerful and wise that she can help recycle that, just like she can recycle, you know, the carbon dioxide. So, so that's a, for me, that's a really helpful practice that can be very cleansing for me. And it gives, you know, then it, it helps bring your mind so that you don't have monkey mind, you know, run around thinking of all the things. It helps you when you kind of go into that place and ask permission, and when you're done saying thank you. But it helps kind of calm my mind so that I'm not going a thousand places like, oh, I'm got to do this later, I got to do that later. So it's, that's one of the things that I like to do, and I find it very helpful.
I agree. That's always good. You know,
And one of the, I guess I'll share another thing too that I do, and I don't know where I learned this. It's not, I didn't come up with this, but also when you want to connect with the different like elements or, pieces of like nature energy, you can do kind of a, I won't say it's a meditation because that's kind of a big word. Not everybody's a fan of meditation or understands it, or it's too daunting, but you, you go to a place, like let's say you want to know what it's like for a leaf, like a leaf on a tree. And you're sitting near a tree, or you're by a tree, or you don't have any trees, and so you're thinking of a tree. And you really kind of focus on that leaf. And not stare it down. I'm just thinking like you're gazing at the leaf. And you pick one, and you kind of look at it. And you really just allow yourself to expand into the energy that you really connect with the leaf, almost like you become it. You become one in its energy. And that's a really moving process, because at first you might think, Heidi's nuts, this isn't working, but do it over and over again, and you will be surprised. I think you'll be surprised at how much you can feel and experience just from that one tiny little connection. Or you can do it with a bumblebee, you know, or you can do it with a flower, you know, you can do it with, like you said, going to the lake. You can do it with the lake. You know, ask the lake what it wants to teach you. Ask the leaf what it can teach you. Ask the bumblebee. And let nature be a different kind of nature guide or spirit guide. And let nature teach you and heal you and connect with the rhythms of the earth. I think it's really, it's magical. And we used to do this without even knowing. I mean, it wasn't even a thing. It was just what we did.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And now we don't, or a lot of people don't. And so,
yeah.
But it really is interesting when you can just sit there and say, okay, flower, how can you teach me today? What can you teach me? I'm open. I'm your student. And I know it might sound silly to some people, but you try it and see what happens. And you might have to do it for many days in a row, but ask the flower how it can teach you and what you can learn. And thank it for its wisdom, its beauty, its lessons, whatever. But I always thought that was kind of helpful, for me anyway.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's really good. And, you know, the other thing is getting your hands dirty, and that there's nothing... You know, people say, Steffi, you like to play in the dirt the best. They're right. Absolutely. I love to play in the dirt. It's Mama Earth, though, you know, and it's very satisfying, very therapeutic, and very healing. So don't discount that, people. Get out there and, you know, maybe dig a garden or two, or plant some flowers or vegetables or whatever. You know, it really boosts your sense of well-being, for sure, for a long time.
Yeah. And you mentioned the garden and things like that. I think that's a really powerful teacher in the lessons of, in the cycles of death and rebirth. You know, when you're in this process of creating something, if you're making a garden, that's no small feat. I mean, that's a lot of work.
It is.
It's very... labor intensive, or it can be, you know, if you're doing the work yourself, it's usually pretty labor intensive. So there's so much energy and passion and, you know, thought and focus into creating this thing that, you know, in how many months is going to shrivel up and die.
Yes.
And so you're putting all this work in, and you receive this bounty of this garden, and then it just, it has to die. And so I think it's such a, you know, nature is such a beautiful teacher on, you know, and, Wolf had said, you know, it's a circle. It is, it's cyclical. It's, you know, it's always, there's the give and the take, and the beginning and the end, and the start and stop, and the light and the dark. I mean, it's such, nature is such a beautiful teacher for us.
It is.
If we're
it
listening
is.
And paying attention.
She is. Absolutely. Yeah, it's gardening is one of the most satisfying things for me. You know, I have a lot of gardens. In fact, I made one of my gardens bigger in the front yard this year, and man, that's a lot of work. And I know I'm getting old, so now it's like twice as much work as it was 10 years ago.
Just getting old stuff.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, but it's so beautiful. Though here's the thing, you know, it's so beautiful when you're done, and it's like, why didn't I ever do this before? Now what else can I do? You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, it just keeps going and going and going. But so, yeah, there's that. And then, you know, my other thing, my big thing for me, when I'm feeling really blue or really sad or just out of sorts, I like to go to my favorite maternal trees that I have relationships with. And, you know, they really do... They really give me a lot. You know, I have Mama Oak, who she isn't very far from me, and she is, wow, that girl is like the mama of all things in this regional park that's close to my house. And she is magnificent, that girl, you know. And last week I went there, you know, and I told you about that on the show, and it was like, you know, she's just so buzzing with energy. It was like, oh my gosh, I was dizzy. Her vibration was so intense and so nuts that I actually had to hold onto her trunk because I thought I was going to fall over because it was so intense. And always makes me feel good. And I always walk away with a smile on my face. And I always thank her. And I always tell her, I hope I give you back something because you sure give me so much.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a few trees like that I know of. This, you know, Mama's really close to me, but, you know, like where we search for Sasquatch, there's a big old pine tree who she is well over 100 years old. And there's a couple of them actually out there, but the one that we see each and every time, she is amazing. And I always have to go lay my hands on her when we're out there and just for even just a couple of minutes. And it's like, oh my gosh, the feeling of satisfaction and wholeness that you get that she gives to me is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a big cottonwood tree up here. I mean, I could go on. I have my haunts. I haven't visited the cottonwood for a while. I know I was thinking about doing that this week. I have to go up there. But cottonwood trees are very loving trees. Just if you're looking for a tree, the cottonwoods are like, they're just so loving. You know, they're just embrace everyone. And, you know, if you see those little, sometimes they have exposed knots in the ground that are on their roots, and they're like heart-shaped, and they say those portals. They say those are portals into the spirit world. I don't know if that's so true. But there's a lot of energy. There's so much energy that comes from there. So if you find one, put your feet in there. The cottonwood that I visit quite often has a big heart shape like that. And I always take off my shoes and put my bare feet right in there. And the amazing thing is the energy that comes from there is amazing too. It's just unbelievable. So trees are amazing. I just love trees. So all you need to do is reach out and touch one and ask for some, a little bit of help, and they will help you. Believe me.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that. I know you are the like tree queen. Like you and trees are one with each other. I do the same or similar thing with the air, with wind, which is different because you can't touch it, wrap your arms around it, whatever, but you really can feel it. And I do, it's like I have these conversations with it, and you get information. Even if you don't ask for anything, you get it. And it's so really moving. And it's very clearing. It's very centering for me. I don't know how that could be so centering, but for me, I really appreciate wind. Not the kind of wind that constantly, like if it's blowing and you hard, like that crazy hard wind all day that just won't stop. Like I'm not going to stand out there all day and just get blasted, but like the power of wind in a storm or right before a storm hits, and that just wind just whips up and then it drops away and it goes just completely quiet before the storm. Or when it is whipping up during the storm, or just the beautiful, just delicate, quiet, where it's, I don't even know what's there. It's so, just, I can't even explain it. I'm fascinated with it. I think it's really powerful, even when it doesn't feel like there's any there.
And don't they say that the wind is the whisper of our mother, the earth?
I've heard that, right? Yeah.
Yep.
So, it does. It feels like you can have a communication with her.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, And what is your astrological sign? So, you're Capricorn. Are you an air sign?
No, Earth.
Oh, you're Earth. Okay.
Okay. You're water.
I am water. I know. That's why I love the sea. Oh, boy. If I could live by the sea, I'd be so happy to. The sea and the trees are my two favorite things. The sea, of course, if any of you listening are by the sea, oh my gosh, the sea is like one of the biggest healers of all too, you know?
Well, it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
You know, for you, yes. For me, no.
Oh.
I would say no.
Oh.
I know that a lot of people do find healing with water, absolutely. It's very like literally cleansing your physical form, but it can be very cleansing energetically as well. But not everybody's comfortable in all elements, you know.
Yeah,
I love water. I don't know that I want to go in it all the time.
I'm
not a fan of going in it.
Oh.
I know. I love being by it, though. I love connecting with it and, you know, being in it a little bit, but I don't need to be submersed. I used to. Oh my God, I was a fan when I was a kid, but now I'm like, I don't know.
So fun. But you know what? I grew up with a brother that used to dunk me underneath the water and, you know, hold me down. You know, he thought I was, you know, he wanted to kill me. I don't know.
Apparently.
Not really. You know, he was just a brother, you know, but, and he still... At this age, that boy, if we're together and we're swimming, he will still come up behind me and dunk me under the water. So, you know, I guess I had to become one with the water, you know, because it was happening all the time.
Yeah. Well, impossible. It was a survival mechanism for you. You know, I just loved it. I would go to the beach and go to the lake anytime I could. I was at home. I loved it. And I still really appreciate it. I just don't know why. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I've seen too many shark movies or something. Oh. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. But I've gone snorkeling, like I go into the ocean, you know, down when I've gone to Central America and gone snorkeling. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Going into the cenotes in Mexico, it's very, and going under the waterfalls there, it's very powerful and very moving to connect with Mother Earth in her raw forms, you know, that she... Mm-hmm. These gifts mm-hmm. that she has, it can be very moving and very cleansing for us and bring so much wisdom and teachings.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So there's multiple ways that you can go out into nature and have her help you.
Absolutely.
With whatever it is that you're struggling with.
I'm just curious, and because the chat room has been curiously quiet, and there are people in the chat room, and so I'm curious if any of you have any
The chat room has been really quiet this time.
Any examples of things you do, we could quick share them on the air. If not, that's fine too. But and you know, it's interesting, I got away from going outside and connecting with earth energies. I would probably say in my 20s. I mean, I was in a competitive sport, which was outdoors, mm-hmm. and that helped. But there was some time, that's all I was doing is really competing, and I missed going out and just doing outlet play or that, you mm-hmm. know, being in the energy. And I think that that reflected in my life and my lifestyle choices, because now I do more of it, and I am more calm and centered, you know, mm-hmm. with being, and I'm more connected to the outdoors. So I think there's something to that, that earth medicine is really healing. So
mm-hmm. I agree for sure. You know, and if you have a dog, you know, dogs need to be walked. I'm just saying, you know, and that's really good cathartic energy or exercise too. And, you know, like I said, I have Melly, and so we go for a good stroll every day. But, you know, my Duncan can't walk very good. So then what we do is we sit in the front yard together. You know,
yep.
Just like you said, just sit there. You know, and I have my hand on him and we just hang out, you know, and it's just the best thing ever. And usually I have my bare feet on the ground, you know, and it's amazing what it does for you, you know.
Yeah.
But I also think that you can ask if you have a specific thing going on, you know, that you're sad about or too much happening, you know, you just ask for help mm-hmm. from a tree, from Mama Earth, from whatever, wherever you are. And I think you'll be amazed to find that your call will be answered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know, like I was saying before, sometimes it's too big to go outside and just say, hey, Mother Earth. It mm-hmm. just feels kind of big and overwhelming.
Right.
So maybe pick a little something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I've gone out in my, where I used to live, I still have crows around. They follow mm-hmm. me all over the place. But mm-hmm. they used to hang out in my backyard. It was weird. And neighbors would comment. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're like, are you feeding them? I'm like, no. I'm not feeding them. I talked to them. I wouldn't bother that because then they think I was nuts. But I did. I would talk to them, and they would communicate in such weird, cool ways. And it was mm-hmm. not always that same. You know how they have that caw, that really loud crow caw that mm-hmm. is really disruptive at like 5:30 in the morning, but they do it right outside your window. But sometimes they have these weird little murmurs and little, like they're talking under their breath to each other. And it's so cool to listen mm-hmm. to. And God, they would do it all this time. And I would just sit and listen to them. And I would start asking them questions out loud because later I didn't care. And they answer you and they talk to you and tell you things. Mm-hmm. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It would kind of be a heads up for what's coming up for my day. And I said, thanks, you know, because I kind of could understand doing this over and over again. I could understand, like, oh, that's how they sounded this morning and that's what happened this day. Okay, good to know. And I would start to put these together and they were bang on every time. They would tell me, you know, just what's coming up. Like, hey, get ready. Or, oh, it's going to be a pretty active day or a pretty quiet day or whatever. So, mm-hmm, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, crows are good. You know, they don't follow me like they follow you. But I tell you what, if something is changing in my life, they always come around, you know? And so I know when I see them, and if they happen to follow me for a day or two, I'm like, okay, what's happening? Something's happening. What's happening? You know, and then there's always something that happens. And I'm like, oh, that's what they were telling me, you know? So, yeah, they're awesome for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I always think it's interesting, the animal piece of it. And I don't want to get too much into the animal piece because that's a whole different show, that, you know, like spirit animals or spirit animal communication. But yeah, the animals are just really, it's fascinating when they kind of pipe in, you know, and give their two cents.
Yeah, and they do. And they do. And, you know, it's, I don't know. It's amazing, but you just need to listen to what they're saying, you know, or be cognizant that they're there for a reason, that they're trying to tell you something is happening, or something will happen, or something's changing, or maybe you should beware.
Yeah, exactly. Sherry in the chat room. Sherry in the chat room is saying.
And they do talk.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
What about plant communication?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought for some reason you couldn't. But yeah, she's asking about plant communication. And I guess we did talk about that earlier, or at least I brought that up as a option, that you could go outside and, like I said, even just a leaf, you know, connecting with a leaf on a tree or a flower, and just ask it what kind of wisdom it wants to share. What does it feel like to be what it is? And just allow yourself to kind of expand outward and allow your energies to connect with that plant or that leaf or that flower or that whatever. And just, it's really interesting what happens. And like I was saying before, you may not get, you might have an amazing experience the first time you do it, but if you don't, just keep doing it. You know, I mean, it's like anything. If you don't learn how to play the piano, you don't go play once and go, I can't do it.
Well, maybe practice. It's a learning curve.
So, take a leaf that fell on the ground or that's still on the tree. Don't pluck the leaf off the tree.
No.
But, you know, to see it there and ask it what it wants to tell you, or how it feels, or what it, you know, wants to share energies, or I don't know. It's just, you can do it, and it's really an amazing experience. It's really powerful.
You just have to be mindful. And I guess that's what we need to tell people, is you need to be mindful of what you're doing, and ask and have intention. And, you know, just for the fun of it, just go out and walk barefoot in the yard, either before, you know, especially if it's rained. I do think it's very fun to walk on the wet grass and the muddy ground. I got to say, that is amazing and fun all in of itself. But even just walking barefoot, you know, it's amazing the amount of energy that you get from doing that. And just the feeling of well-being is just amazing. Yeah. Try it. So your feet get dirty. So you got to wash them. Big deal. Who cares? You know?
You're freaking out a lot of people right now.
Go out there in your bare feet. Go out there in your bare feet and get dirty. Come on, people. Oh, goodness. You know what, Heidi? It's already 8:57. It's time for us to adjourn the show again.
It is time to go. And I think it was a good topic, though, Steph. Thanks for bringing this one up, because, you know, it's just one of those things that I don't think we even... I think a lot of people take for granted. The earth is just there. It's going to be there. It just does its thing. We do our thing. And it's like, no, we are connected. Everything is one. So thank Mother Earth, acknowledge her gifts, and ask what she wants to talk to us about, and what she, you know, ask her how we can help her. You know, in your neck of the woods, it might be different than someone else in their area. So ask Mother Earth what she would like for us to do to help her.
Yes.
And that, you know, by helping her, we're helping ourselves. So.
Yes. So, well, everyone, thank you for joining us tonight. This was very fun. And, you know, we've touched on all of these just a little bit during all of our shows, but never really just devoted a whole show to it. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. It was fun to chit-chat about the whole thing.
Exactly.
Thanks our favorite listeners and our people in the chat room and the troops. If you're listening, thank you so much for your service, and thanks for listening. And hopefully you can get out there and, you know, go barefoot tonight or something.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
And thanks to Sarge, our producer, and Para X for hosting our program. And again, for everybody listening, we're really appreciative of all of you.
Yes, thanks. And we'll see you next week, right here in the same bad time and same bad channel.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.